Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for stopping by here at hgcalling.com. And I believe that Brother Freedom is going to have a message for you from heaven. We're just trusting the Lord to anoint him today. Thank you for joining us. It's on Sunday morning here in the living room. Dear Father, we really need your help in these dark days. We need your help. We can't make it without you. Lord, we can feel the blackness of sin coming in as sin comes into a full fruition. And Lord, you predicted that in your word. You've spoken through Brother Freedom about it. Lord, help us. Our prayer is even so come, Lord Jesus, but also our prayer is, Lord, make us ready that we might be rapture ready. We might be ready for the twinkling of an eye. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness. Thank you for strengthening Brother Freedom today. Fill him with the power of your Holy Ghost. Flow through him. Speak whatever's on your heart, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 1 Thessalonians, starting in chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch, and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this wonderful day that you're touching us already. Lord, we put our trust in you and our faith in you for your anointing to come into this place and to move, Lord, by your Spirit, to touch each one, to touch each heart and each listener. Lord, help us to listen to you and the words that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you for surrounding us with your holy armor that we may withstand the wiles of the devil. Thank you for your presence in these last days. Thank you for your anointing upon Brother Freedom. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit anew today. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to God. You're coming soon, Father, and I just praise you this day. I glorify that wonderful name. Lord, you're a name above every name. This day I want to bring out that point right now in prayer, Father. We need what you show me, distractions. The enemy is the author of distractions. He's caused many to be distracted from the walk of God. And Father, just pray this day that you'll move mightily this day. Show your people they need not let any distraction distract them from seeing that day coming. It's a tool from hell. It's here to take us our thinking off of you. And praise God, when we keep our eyes upon you, you're there to help us. And we thank you this day. Touch us in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I want to say good morning to everybody throughout the world, wherever you are. We want to love you. We pray that you'll have a good day. We pray that this message this day might help you. And we want to let you know that we love you. We don't want to say anything to make you angry at us. We want to make you have a good day. And I believe that God is the answer for all your problems. Through God, what I'm saying, God is through all of his under him. Jesus Christ, his son, that special son, from which receive our strength from on high. Jesus died that we could have power. And then he gave power, through the Holy Ghost. He sent the comforter that works beside us day by day. What a blessing. We can have that personal blessing. It's like having a personal nurse from heaven. Lord God, we thank you this day for what you've given us, the provisions you've given us, to the voice to be able to say, and you work through the pilot system. We just say, and you do it. And Father, I just pray that you'll, this situation I'm facing, I pray that you'll make a closure on it real fast. Father, let that situation be dried up on its own self. Lord, move mightily there. Now I ask in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and I mean it's going to happen. Father God, make it happen in Jesus' name, amen. Distractions are one of the tools the enemy uses. I was in an accident here, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, and I was pulling out from where I went to a gymnasium, as after I had my stroke, and I was pulling out, and there was no traffic either direction. So I pulled out there to turn to my left, and not a car I could see any place. Then I seen some men working on the side of the road, and they was putting a line across the road, and they had a steel plate across it. But other than that, there was nothing. And I looked to my right, and there was nothing. And I said, I thought about this scripture. When they see peace and safety, sudden destruction. It looked peaceful. There was nothing. When I got in that, I felt the Spirit of God was there. Somehow I should have just stopped and just not even did nothing. But I went ahead and ventured off and I got on the road. And so these cones was out for men working there, and they're about 4 mile an hour or something like that it's real slow when you pass by them. And on the way down that morning, that steel plate, I hit it a little bit fast. I wasn't fast, but a couple miles an hour. And I thought, that's pretty fast, that steel plate. So on the way back, I'll just come down real gently and hit that steel plate. Nobody was there. As I got to that plate, I looked up, and I seen a vehicle bigger than my vehicle in my rear view mirror. And I let my foot off the brake, and I knew it was going to hit me. It climbed up inside of my pickup. I had a pickup, and when I got to her, she was so distracted, she didn't even know she was in an accident. She had three kids in her vehicle, telephone. All these are distractions. Now, what she should have been doing is paying attention what she was doing, because she was driving a lethal weapon. And we're the same way. When we get distracted off of doing the will of God and it distracts us, we should kick it out of gear and just stop. No, we just keep going, and here we're out of gear. We're bound to have an accident because Satan distracted us. We got to keep our mind upon the Lord. Nothing else. These others are distractions, taking you off the safety way that goes to heaven. You have to keep your mind upon him because he'll help you. But when you get distracted, you forget all those things. You forget, I forget to pray. I didn't even think about the Lord. That's all right. You know, pretty soon you do this. There's distractions break you down to where you're not really walking close to the Lord no more. Because of distractions. Hearing something else. Doing something. Like I had a call last night. This young fellow says, we got to do something about it because our Navy, and that's going to have the Russians and all. He said all this stuff in there. And I said, hey, I know we have got a problem, but the Lord's bigger than that. He's so distracted. If I listened to it, I could have got distracted. That Lord says that. Don't pay any attention, these little smoke things. Keep your eye up on the Lord. He is the way. He's the truth. He's life. And with that, we have to keep maintaining a message and our hearts set on the Lord. Oh, come on, shun that Satan, you thought you was going to distract me this week, but God's going to give a super glorious sermon today. He's going to do it because I am nothing and you're nothing too. God is everything. He has given us all of his tools. Oh, praise God. When I got up this morning, I didn't feel this way, but I feel good because he's good. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to cry. What's that mean? Don't hear no distractions. I don't see no distraction. My eyes are upon him. I'm looking because he's coming back. He's got all the tools that I need. When we trust him, he gives us special provisions. He gives us strength for those that trust him. God is not going to steer us wrong to a stoplight. He's going to lead us through gently. All of the ways you get in harm's way. You get in predicaments. Pretty soon your mind starts working against what the Spirit of God, So when you work through the Spirit, you don't think. You go on autopilot, God, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead. It stops me from all my thinking. My mind is upon the Lord. Other ways we miss that curve in the road. Oh, I missed it. Oh, I'm thinking about that myself. No, yeah, you missed that. I got a wreck. Oh, yeah, it's my fault because I was thinking. On autopilot, God just takes over. We got to come to that conclusion. He's greater than what we're facing. We look not at the things that are seen, but we look for the things that are not seen. Don't that sound very close to that? We don't look at the things that are seen, but we look for the things that are not seen. See, God has given us a little power button within yourself between these two eyes here, and that power button is prayer. With prayer, if you just speak out a little word, it touches a power button up in heaven that brings back a message of power, witness, strength, enjoyment, courage, supernatural help. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For he's not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The Lord told me this morning, don't fear. I was fearing to come here to give this message. The Lord said, don't, you're getting distracted. I don't have to think about this until I get here. I don't even have to think about it. I just have to get here. And that's all we have to do, just get there. God will do it after you get there. But if you try to do it yourself, you're not going to get there. Why go back to that again? If you do it yourself, you're not going to get there. You do it by God, he'll get you there. What a blessing. God's got a supernatural palcabas, something even shabakabas. All these distractions that come upon earth. Oh, you can't go to the supermarket. Someone says, oh, you hear this, you hear that. Pretty soon, you get distracted. I say, just don't say, Lord, put me on autopilot. Now. I hear no evil. I don't see no evil. I'm on autopilot. No, I don't hear no evil. But boy, it sure helps when you have a room when these kids try to get you on zombie channel. And they try to get you distracted. And they almost did. But God's the answer in all areas. He's here to help his children this day. He wants his children to separate themselves from this world. He says, come out from this world and be separate, saith the Lord. When he says, saith the Lord, that's your father speaking. I'll be a father in you. That's father speaking. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Having then that he promised dearly blessed, let us cleanse ourselves from all filth of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What are we supposed to do? Perfect holiness. Walk in love. Be not deceived, God has not mocked whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. We don't hear no evil, and we can rejoice evermore. You know, if your heart's not, if you sort of dried up, you can't make it up. If it's not there, you ain't got it. It's like, you run out of gas in your car, you forgot to put any gas in it, all you want to do, you can't make it up. You had to put it in the tank in the first place, then it can use it up. That's what we do. We put it in the tank. It uses up. Every day you got to keep filling up with the Spirit of God. You keep redoing it. Renewing a right spirit in us daily. That's what the churches of God, they've forgotten that we're to have to come in boldly and throne of grace daily. Seek our Lord, our power, the anointing, the witness of God. Be honest that we might be favorable in his sight. And whose sight? His sight. His sight. Not our sight. The Lord's been showing me how we get sidetracked even from people, even from pastors. When they stand before him that day, they're going to say, cause people to stumble. We take tradition. We follow tradition. The churches are just full of tradition. Oh, what we did that first service way back there 100 years ago is what we do now. We want to make that service a little better all the time. So all we, not all God. See this? I'm saying God as a, God knows what I'm trying to say. We take God as a up there in the pie in the sky, but he's also more than that. He's your father. We're his children. If you don't know it, he adopted us in there through Jesus Christ. Jesus died on Calvary's cross that I might be adopted. It was just to his own people before that time. What if we'd have missed it? What would have happened? For us, making heaven is the most, everything else really don't count. I was telling him yesterday, talking about, I didn't have nothing. I was about ready. It says we can't hang on to things in this world. We have to come to that place that he is everything. We may not start that way, but when we finish, we should have a closure that's bring us into that position. When we look to things that are seen continually, we're separating ourselves from God. I learned a long time ago that when God would tell you something, you could always, it's going to happen. All I had to do is sit back and do nothing until it happens. And that's the way 99% of all people are. Just sit back and say nothing until it tells you to do something. Now you got to work. You got to, don't give it up, but in the, what I'm saying, in the mainstream of walking by the leadership of God, you follow him. Pastors are actually supposed, they're just to bring the church through. But they do it by the mighty Holy Ghost. The pastors are really, they're the fivefold ministry. They're all there by God. They're moved upon by the Holy Ghost. The prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, even the teachers, they're all in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. God plainly give it. And we never think anything about it. It says for the perfecting of the saints. Who needs it? We need the perfection. Some people say they're so holy they don't need it. Well, that's why they did it. A lot of things can say, but you say it, don't mean it's true. You can say a lot of things. You can say camels were made from monkeys, and they sure were. Camels got big humps, and monkeys got a tail. God made them both, they're separate. Just because you say it, it doesn't mean anything. And that's what we are. Many times, we say it, it's got to be with the truth. See, you take a camel and a monkey, they're different. I should have enough sense not to say that, but that's the way people are. Just because I said it wasn't truth. By bringing down now the power zone, when we start teaching people how to do this and that for error, we're in the same way. Yes, that was no fact to it. Couldn't even happen. Real distant. When we start playing with the word of God and coming against God, that's what we're doing. We say, I got a plan for you. Come to my church and I've had them tell me this. Everything I want for me to be this way, they have no control over that. It takes the Spirit. Now I know that I'm a zero with everybody throughout the world, but I know I'm right. God wants us to be moved through the Spirit. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. Now the teachers nowadays teach it, well, you get that automatic when you, no, it's not automatic. It takes, as God does it. All things proceed from God. He made all things. And we're working for the biggest company, if you want to take it like downtown English, like Caterpillar or Big Gap, they're big in themselves, but they're nothing like our Father. He's got the whole world in his hand. He knows all about the companies. He knows all about all things. He knows every pastor, every teacher, every child. It just blows my mind to think what he is. He is beyond everything. And yet we can do it our way. He wants to do it his way. Israel, that's what happened to Israel. God wanted to lead them. But they'd rather be going around the desert 40 times. God wanted to lead them with the judges. Well, we want a king. We want to be like the world. God wanted to have a people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So special what he did. You and I have been brought into his presence, that he sees us as his child, realizing his tension. It's hard for me to, because there'd be I'd be the worst in the crowd. I'd be the least to pick. But he is personally wants us all, wherever you are, he loves you just as much as Brother Freedom. He loves you all. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I want to serve you. He says his eyes run to and fro to show himself strong, behalf whose, that's singular, whose heart is made perfect toward him. That's what I did. And I found out there's a vast, artesian well of his glory. Who comes up to feel his presence, the divine power of God here? Lord, you're real. He says, my eyes are open to the righteous. My ears are open to cry. But they do not see me. They don't understand me. They have not spent no time in searching for me. They search for sending people up to space. They spent time on all these hospitals they have in this land. But many have not practiced searching for me. Am I asking for too much, said the Spirit of God? I would say I'm not asking too much. My people have went the way of least resistance. Through that they're fallen to eternity. And one day they shall face me, said the Spirit of God. Father, thank you, Father. That was the Lord. Thank you, Father. God's a good God. I'm glad I got a good day today. Because the other night the Lord just had to work me over, saying, whatever I face, he's there with me. Lord is my shepherd. I don't have to walk. I thought I could not stand all that noise. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. See, I was concerned about my anointing. It wasn't my anointing. It's God's anointing. Lord, forgive me. It's your anointing. It's everything. I'm just a... Just help me. I'm pretty helpless. But that's when God loves us, when we're helpless. When we're broken, he said, come down and say, my child, I'll love you. I'm going to take care of you. I'll help you with that baby, that whatever you have, that little boy. I pray that God's going to move mightily with him. God's going to does mighty things. But if we as God's people, we get distracted. Distractions. We want to distract to do the will of man, not the will of God. We like to make everyone feel there's something about we're more concerned about our brother than we are about God. The enemy does that because he wants us distracted. Hear me. He wants us distracted from the source. God is the source of all things. And you'll not go wrong by seeking him. Because even in your church, you still got to seek it. If you get to any place, you got to seek it. Seek him for the answer. They can give you nothing. Lord told me that yesterday. They can give you nothing. As well as they mean, they can still give you nothing. They've got all the formulas there, pay your tithes, all these things. But look what they got. Or just started showing me. Some of the biggest institutions in this country we live in is their bankrolls. Takes care of, it's a good living. A lot of people, when they go to Bible school, they teach them that. Now, you're got a higher calling, most everybody else, so they expect it. God is your leader. We're trying in these areas to play God. I guess nobody sees it like I do. God don't get a fair shake. He made everything. He made all the grass, all the... But I'll tell you what, he's bringing some things to pass that man has never seen before. Things are happening. Brings down to the conclusion the distractions you fear are going to become realities. They're going to bring you down to a place that you cannot live. Heat's going to come in this land. Corn's going to dry up. All these things are coming to pass because man has been so distracted from him. They haven't wanted to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God, I want to thank God and everything. The thankful parties are just for tall manly party. But God is God. For me, as far as Brother Freedom, my way goes, my distraction is only for the Lord. And it's not a distraction. All this other stuff is vain. Vain, not important. But God is important. And you'll never find no one in this world, even your parents, love you like God loves you. I met Jesus one time, and I felt that love that I never felt before. It was supernatural. I was on I got wounded. He came down and helped me. He says, I forget what he told me, but I never felt the love of anybody. What God has is his family, Jesus. What Jesus did upon that cross. And yet we don't want even songbooks to say anything about the cross. But on that hill far away stood an old rugged cross, that Jesus died for sinful man, that sinful man could come and know him and have the fulfillment, the fullness, that they would walk in the way towards heaven, and their world of distractions could be put into history as not there no longer. They could go around and walk in that heavenly road that goes to heaven. It's up to us to choose. We got it this day. We got to choose you this day whom you'll serve. As far as me and myself, I must serve God. God bless you all. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us in the living room. This is a great message. Touched me. God bless you.
See, this temple we live in is God makes it where we have to serve him. We can just get distracted at any little thing. A bee's after it.